Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
All right.
Well, Johnny, a great injustice is about to be righted.
Why is it an injustice?
I know you've been really worried for Mariah Carey because her 1994 single, All I Want for Christmas Is You, has never been a top Billboard hit. Top 10 Billboard hit.
See, I was
until
worried.
Now.
I was worried for Mariah Carey about other things, but I'm excited about this. This is great, but I didn't realize that song, which to me is an iconic Christmas song and has been for the over a decade.
It surprises me as well.
Yeah. So it's now
I'm
there.
Surprised, but maybe it just because it has so much competition with other Christmas songs, it never has a chance to get to the top this time of year.
I don't know. I hear it a
ton. Know.
But I guess I hear like White Christmas from Bing Crosby and all those songs more.
Yeah, me too. Well, it does say that it's been nearly a decade since Mariah had a Billboard Top 10 hit. But in her career, she's reached the charts 28 times, and 18 of those songs peaked at number one. So I guess I shouldn't feel too bad for her.
No, definitely no reason to feel bad for her.
Don't feel bad
for her. Well, not when it comes for music. I mean, all the other stuff, I just feel
bad
for
her. All the other crazy life, yes, you can feel bad for her for that. Yeah.
No reason really to feel bad for Selena Gomez and the Biebs, but check this out. Selena Gomez's mom is so upset over Justin Bieber that it apparently sent her to the hospital.
I bet some other people understand that, but bump. I couldn't resist.
Oh my gosh. So according to TMZ, Mandy Tiefy was taken voluntarily to the LA hospital last week after having a heated conversation with her daughter over her relationship with the Biebs. Now, TMZ says that the tipping point was when Selena divulged that she and Biebs have been in couples therapy. Because that's when it dawned on Mandy that they're in it for the long haul. Yeah, you don't.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't just take couples therapy because you're, you know, kind of dating.
Just because you're hanging out. Yeah. So, no, that's.
Yeah.
I wonder what the Weeknd would have to say about this.
I have no idea. I mean, I'm sure you can probably find a story about it. This is crazy. She actually had a panic attack and was not placed on the 5150 hold, which means...
Do you know what that means?
That means you go on cuckoo, right?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, so like that'd be like held in a psychiatric ward or something?
Something. I don't know. I mean,
oh, okay.
There's a country song about it. I don't know. I have to listen
there
to
the
country song. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's all like right. 5150,
somebody call the popo.
Okay. I'm looking into this right now.
It's a Dierks Bentley song, so go check it out for sure. That's the entertainment wrap for this morning. To be continued when Megan finds all that other information out about that. But we'll get to that later.